What's going on, Badger Nation? Welcome to the PPC Den Podcast, where for over 250 episodes, we've been your home for all things Amazon PPC tips, tricks, and strategies to make your Amazon advertising life a little bit easier and a little bit more profitable. Today, we have our good friend, Stephen Nock from Ocean PPC, and we're going to be doing our biannual data report. We're going to talk about what the average Amazon seller is spending, what their average ACoS is. We're going to be talking about overall trends over the last 15 months. We're going to be talking about the ACoS difference on each day of the week, as well as what your split of sponsored product, sponsored brand, sponsored display is. As always, in the description of this video, you can get a spreadsheet with a categorized list of all the last 250 episodes grouped by topic. So if you're looking for SEO or CTR or product page or campaign structure, you can find that nice and easily. It's color coded. It's really great. And we host a webinar once a month. And I will see you there. That's all in the description. Have a good one. Let's jump in.
I've launched campaigns and picked keywords. I've got my bits. Set placements too. Now bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of wrong keywords, but I've gone through. We are the PPC Den, my friend.
Stephen, when did you first realize that you were a spreadsheet superhero, a data diver? When did you first realize this all about yourself? You're very astute when it comes to looking at and analyzing data.
I think it was when I first downloaded my first bulk file from Amazon.
What was it, the feeling like?
I forgot what it was, Mike, but there was one account I was working on, and I forgot what I was trying to do, but my formulas, when I was copying them, they were moving around, and you were like, you have to include a dollar sign to keep that reference cell posted.
Yep.
And then I was like, boom, got it. I'm an expert now. That was the day.
I mean, once your mind is opened up to, like, you can do literally anything you want in a spreadsheet, yeah. It's like, oh, okay. I never have to wonder like what number to get.
That was probably like 4 years ago though. Like now that I'm thinking about it, it was probably around June of 2019.
I mean, 4 years ago is like, in like dog years, you know, dog years don't operate by calendar years. That's like 20 years.
Well, I think they still operate with calendar years. It's just times seven calendars.
It feels like two decades ago is what it is.
It does. Yeah. What even is time?
Well, I'm actually of the belief that all time has already happened, and the future and the past are currently happening right now. But we experience time moving forward because we're mere three-dimensional creatures.
That makes sense, actually, I think, with Albert Einstein's theory of relativity. Is that what this episode is about?
you go in a rocket ship, you go at the speed of light, you come back, you're going to be like aged only a day.
It's true. I should go rewatch Interstellar.
If you would like me to talk more about my thoughts on astrophysics, please let me know. And we can do a whole episode on it.
Yeah, follow Mike's secret Instagram account.
Yes. So Stephen, one thing we always do on the show, we almost have this like routine of a biannual data update. Today we've got some data. And we're going to update people on that data. And in fact, we've got four big things to touch on. Number one, we're going to talk about if you're an average Amazon seller, who are you? like meaning what are your metrics? We're going to talk about how much should you be spending and what level of performance you should expect from sponsored product, sponsored brand, sponsored display. We're going to talk about overall macro trends from like the last 15 months. And then we're going to touch on day of the week analysis. What is a normal ACoS and what days is the ACoS better or worse than the average? And without further ado, let's jump in to the first area. Alrighty, Stephen, the prototypical average seller. What do you think their name is? I'm going to go with probably John.
I was going to say something a little more generic than that. Just like
even more generic Mike. Than John. I would say,
do you know how many mics I have in my phone?
I just feel like if you were to line up a lot of 1,000 Amazon sellers, yeah, like at least 7 of them would be, yeah, Mike, Steven, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
at least 7. I would agree with that assessment.
Yes. But we're going to talk about the size of their advertising account. So this is actually the average. So let's talk about it. The average Amazon seller, CPC of 97 cents. That was the average in June 2023, 97 cents. Give us the next one.
Average click-through rate, 0.34%. Pretty typical. Haven't seen too many big swings there.
Yeah, and I want to say that's been typical almost forever. Revenue per click, $3.37. Pretty cool. Every time you get a click, on average, people are generating $3.37 of revenue.
Yeah. Average ACoS for June, it's actually coming down a little bit, 28.6%.
Yes, we're going to talk about that in trend analysis as we sort of talk about where it was in previous months, as well as recapping our March episode that we did to sort of compare and contrast. Average order value of $32. And that was like pretty much on the nose. Or I think, did we round?
I think that's rounded.
Yeah. Average order value of 32, I want to say $32.15. I think that's really interesting too, as people, price optimization is more and more a common thing where you go and you change your price up or down a little bit. Now you know that the average person is selling with an average order value of 32. So you can use that to your advantage.
Yeah. I also wonder if people have been discounting more of their higher price point items, which might have increased the conversion rates on those higher price point items and pulled that average up a little bit.
Right. Which slides right into conversion rate. Average conversion rate on Amazon advertising right now, 10.48%. We'll talk about where that was over the past months, but this is currently the snapshot of where it's at in June 2023.
Yep. And then if we take all of the total spend from the AdBadger accounts and we divide that by the amount of accounts that we have, we're going to find that the average account spends around $7,000 a month, just to kind of give you a size. Obviously, that's going to swing wildly. You know, there are accounts that spend maybe $1,000, maybe less.
Yeah.
Accounts that are spending hundreds of thousands a month. Mm-hmm. But when we look at those averages, your average Mike or Steven out there is spending about $7,000 a month.
Yes. And if you use that 28% average ACoS, they're generating about $25,000 a month in revenue. So I would say the average account looks pretty good. I think most people would be happy with that average level of performance. And again, some big disclaimers here. This is only marketplaces on AdBadger. And of course, there's big problems with averages. You know, the average net worth of people in a bar changes a lot if Jeff Bezos walks in. Hopefully in the future we have different and additional metrics to talk about. But yes, in terms of the average Amazon seller, I would say this is a pretty solid account, which means on average, there might be some people above the 28% ACoS and people actually below it. You know, I'm still surprised sometimes. I'll open up an account, big, healthy, you know, spending $30,000 a month, ACoS of like 14%, 15%. I'm just like, whoa, hold on to this special time. Because I would say years and years ago, that was way more commonplace. But now I feel like this average of around 30% ACoS, spending around that much, has been fairly stable. CPC of around a dollar. It's actually, I know we like to give performance on Amazon a hard time and say, I wish it was better. But in general, like, I would say we've been holding somewhat steady at that $1 CPC on average for quite some time.
Yeah, so the last time, Mike, that you and I did this episode, you invited me on. I believe that was around March. We were kind of doing a little bit of an update. And there, I think we had a lot of mixed emotions around the data. On the one hand, we saw that conversion rates had been significantly dropping, average order value had been significantly dropping. And now, as we close out the first half of 2023, by the way, this is June 2023, in case if anyone's listening to this episode several years in the future and wondering if it's June 2024. We're pleased to see that a lot of the dip that kind of came through as a combination of higher energy prices, higher everything prices, interest rates, you know, we did see a pretty big dip in performance across the board for all sellers. And now we're seeing some of that performance, some of that liveliness come back to the platform, which is very encouraging. Hopefully you've seen it in your accounts.
Yeah. So let's actually talk about that. Let's talk about some of this trend here. You know, the ACoS for past 15 months, the average has been 30%. But as you know, the average in June was actually 28.6%. So actually, to your point, what we were talking about, and we'll put some graphs up on the pod and some of the notes here. And what we're seeing here is actually when we last gave our update in March, absolutely right. Conversion rates were down, CPCs were down, average order value was down. Like a lot of the stuff was weaker. There was a weaker level of performance. Revenue per click was down. And since then, almost like since we recorded that episode, revenue per click shot up. And in fact, the average ACoS is down from about 30% to 28% over the last few months. Now this has led to an increase in CPC too. I think there's a really interesting thing there that happens, which is sort of my first, my first insight is that ACoS is below average right now, which is amazing. Revenue per click is above average right now. Conversion rate is above average right now. So I think all that stuff is good. That's my first insight. The second insight is, cost per click also has seemed to go up too. It almost looks like when people are generating less revenue on Amazon, you know, campaigns will go down. People will get a little bit more nervous with their spending. CPCs go down. So it ends up being almost like a wash. I think during those times, the people that really excel are the ones who like step on the gas. And those are probably the people that see the bump when things are recovering fastest. It's almost like, you know, if home values go down, you're able to buy homes for cheaper than they were when it was more competitive. Same thing with CPCs, right? It is a bit of an auction. So I think that's some insight that I have over the last few months, that it does appear that like revenue per click, conversion rates have gone up, and you know, conversion rates along with it and CPCs along with it. So sort of have this ebb and flow over the last 12 months.
Yeah. And I think we did not mention revenue per click in the last episode, but we wanted to make sure to include that because, you know, you could see your conversion rates. If your conversion rates say, you know, double from 1 month to the next, but your average order value drops by like 90%, that would kind of imply that you're less profitable than you have fewer, you know, nominal amount of sales or fewer, less profitability than you did before. So revenue per click is really the best kind of true north, guiding star, whatever you want to call it, to really measure performance.
Yeah.
So we're making sure to measure that this time around. And yeah, it's very encouraging to see that the revenue per click had a pretty steep drop and things really seemed like they were kind of at their lowest really in Q1 of this year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was when we saw conversion rates kind of hit their, conversion rates kind of hit their lowest point around Q3, Q4 of last year, headed into Q1 of this year. I know there's been a lot of fears about recession, but Mike, I don't know. I think if we were working at a hedge fund right now and we were trying to advise our chief investment officer on best next steps, we would say our technical analysis is indicating that the recession's over.
It's really interesting because it's like we have this tiny sliver of the economy, you know, it's not gigantic, but it is some data, right? And we're able to see,
I mean, it's over 1,000 accounts.
Yeah. So we're able to see like conversion rate, you know, way back when October, 2022, November, 2022, pretty weak, you know, way below average for the last 15 months. We're talking like a conversion rate of 9.2, 8.5, 9.3. It jumped up for December, 9.9, but then like Q1 2023, 8.6, 9.0. And now the last 3 months, it's been 10.2, 10.5, 10.48. It's actually gotten a lot better. So yeah. I don't know what that means. I'll try not to speculate, but conversion rates are up.
The visuals that we have here on our charts that, you know, people should go check out the Ad Badger post when they're done listening to this, that they can actually see all these visuals. But the revenue per click trend chart over the past 15 months is very clear. We're, you know, going into March, April, May, June of last year, we were in a somewhat normal kind of ish marketplace with Amazon ads performance. And then right when those like 8% inflation, all those things happen, we started seeing that revenue per click, those conversion rates all in tandem just tanked. And they went all the way down. And by when we were recording the last episode around February, March, at the beginning of this year, they were really kind of at a trough. And since then, they've bounced back up to those kind of those kind of pre-headline inflation levels. And I guess one of my questions, Mike, is it will this trend continue? Because just looking at that revenue per click for May and June, getting up, you know, over $3, whereas we've been way below $3 for, you know, a solid 6 month season.
Yeah.
You know, that's we're seeing really good growth of basically, the revenue per click is up like, you know, 15-25% from the trough.
Is this the highest revenue per click I've ever seen in the last 15 months since we've sort of been tracking it this way? It is 3.37 revenue per click. Yeah. That means every single time people get a click on average, they're generating about $3.37 of revenue. That's awesome. So like, will this become four a year from now? I'm not sure.
Yeah. And also I'm just wondering, like, we were joking at the beginning of this, Mike, that is the housing market about to crash and pull revenue per click down to $1. But just looking at June, hopefully people had a profitable June. And if they didn't, maybe they should check out the Ad Badger software, because the Ad Badger clients, June was a peak in terms of revenue per click performance.
I mean, that is what we're optimizing for. Like most people, we will advise them to optimize for revenue per click. And I'm always pretty pleased when I hear other people talk about revenue per click outside of Ad Badger. I'm like, yeah, revenue per click. We've been talking about revenue per click for a very, very long time. And it's the prediction of, like, you know, on average, how much will this click for this keyword generate? How much revenue? And it's a good thing to optimize for. Everyone should be optimizing.
If it's a pay-per-click model and your job is to drive revenue, you should probably be looking at revenue per click.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are exceptions with ranking strategies, certain keywords where you're basically saying, you know, I just want to own the top of search. But those are for another time, another conversation.
I think that, so in general, the overall trend, performance was really soft. Q4, Q1, you know, Q4 2022, Q1 2023. And now as we go into quarter three, 2023, it looks like it's rebounded and performance is up. Shall we jump to the next section?
Let's do it.
So up next, we've got ACoS difference versus average for day of the week. This will probably be a quick section here. But in general, ACoS difference versus average, the weekends continue to be higher ACoS. And it basically, Sunday has a 5% increase over the average, and Saturday has, you know, about a 4% over average, meaning average ACoS for the week is about 30%. On Sunday, it's about 5% over that. And on Saturday, it's about 4% over that. Basically meaning, you know, instead of the 30% average, Sunday will be like a 31% average and Saturday will be a 31% average. And this is using data from the last 15 months.
Yeah. And to kind of switch that back over to revenue per click, in case if you're wondering how that kind of moves to tandem, because obviously those ACoS figures, if your ACoS is higher over the weekends, that's not necessarily ideal, but there are a few things that could be impacting that. Maybe people's bids are jumping higher, maybe people's conversion rates are dropping, could be fact combination of everything. But if we're just looking at revenue per click by day of the week, we see that through the week, Saturday and Sunday are the days where it drops quite a bit below the total average. So, you know, if the total average is about $2.95 for the past 50 months, everything combined, $2.95 is the average. But just on Saturdays and Sundays, that drops down to around $2.80. Whereas on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, you're getting up over $3 just by a little bit, you know, $3 and a couple pennies. But the swings don't seem that drastic, obviously, but that's because it's 15 months of data that we're all kind of consolidating. I'm sure if you look in your own individual account, you'll probably see that those conversion rates, that revenue per click on a daily basis might have slightly higher swings.
You know what I don't understand? At least for me, my personal anecdote here is I do no difference in shopping on the weekdays versus weekends. If I have to buy something, I just like take out my phone and buy it anytime. You know, I'm washing dishes.
Yeah.
If I'm at a dish soap, I'm just like taking my phone out right there, buying right away. I don't know about you, but I don't know who these people are that are like, I'm only going to do my shopping Monday through Friday. And they're so busy the entire weekend that they don't have time to buy anything. Am I alone in this?
I'll have to pay more attention to my shopping habits, but I think I'm pretty much in a similar boat. But I've certainly seen this be different for different accounts too.
Yeah.
For me, often accounts that are really high AOV, like home improvement products, things that are coming for hundreds of dollars, I actually see those do better on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And that might be because they have more time to really think about. You know, they're comparing, weighing all their options. Maybe they spend a couple hours and they finally make the purchase of their, you know, $400 ceiling fan or whatever. Whereas all the other, you know, items that are generating $3 on average a click, you know, toilet paper, extra hair spray, whatever, you know, you're just going to shop it. I just like, hey, I just need this by tomorrow. So Amazon, just mail it to me right away.
Yeah. Shall we jump to the last section?
Let's do it.
Get this question all the time, which is how much should I be spending on sponsored products, sponsored brands, sponsored display? Well, over the last 15 months, we've got a breakdown for you. The average account spends 83.7% of their spend on sponsored products, which is a gigantic lion's share. And funny enough, the ACoS for sponsored products is actually very similar to sponsored brands most of the time. So sponsored brands, on the other hand, spends 12% of the overall average budget, with sponsored display being just 4.3% of a person's overall budget. So we've got 84% sponsored products, 12% sponsored brands, 4% sponsored display. Do you agree with those numbers as an ideal?
I certainly would, for a number of reasons. Number one, I just love sponsored products.
Oh, I feel like gosh, that's, of course.
Yeah, they're the most native looking to organic placements. They they typically perform the best.
Yes.
And they're also, because there's so many of them, usually those CPCs will be pretty affordable as well. The CPCs on sponsored brands and sponsored display can really get spiked. Actually, maybe we should take a quick peek at that and see what is happening. Yeah, as according to this data, sponsored display actually has the highest CPC. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of sponsored display for a number of reasons. Are you going to add something?
Well, I will say that for this report, for this data, because like the average ACoS for sponsored display is like over 60%. 60% or over is what to expect on sponsored display.
And meanwhile, the conversion rate on that is also like half of sponsored products.
Yeah. So we're not incorporating any view through metrics for sponsored display. We're only doing click-based conversions here. Now, if we were to throw in view-based metrics, this number would be off the chart. You know, I think there's a whole category on the internet of just like making metrics very vanity focused. Like on Twitter, if you look at a video, or not even, if a video scrolls, it's something like a video view on Twitter is if it loads 50% of the video for like 2 seconds. and then it counts as a view. Whereas on YouTube, I think it's a little bit more strict. Like I think somebody has to watch it for 5 seconds or something. That's the click and view. So I feel like the same thing happened for sponsored display, where like they just throw in view-based conversions and people will look at that and like, wow, my sponsored display is doing better than sponsored products. I'm getting 10% ACoS compared to my 30% ACoS. And if you actually look at click-based metrics, you will find that the average Amazon advertiser has an ACoS for sponsored display around 60%.
Yeah. You know, if a quick hack out there, if anyone is an account manager working with a lot of clients and they're worried about ACoS dropping, all you got to do is add a sponsored display campaign that's attributing impressions or attributing sales based on impressions, and then retarget them, do retargeting on past purchasers. Your sales will go through the roof. Will it make any impact on their business? Probably not. Will the customer be mad at you anymore? Maybe.
Maybe not for a little bit, but then more later.
Yeah.
There's a book.
I'm kidding, by the way.
Yeah, of course. There's a book. I think it's called like How to Lie with Numbers. Yeah, How to Lie with Statistics.
Oh, yeah. I think, were you the one who told, someone had told me about that. Maybe it was you. I got to check that book out.
Yeah, this is not the first time I've mentioned it. It's just a good way to, it's just like sharpens how you analyze stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't hate sponsored display. I think it has a time and place. People need to know what they're rocking with.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you look at this, the ACoS for sponsored products and sponsored display, the ACoS for sponsored products and sponsored brands is pretty similar. The reason it would be very difficult for you to flip this, like you'd have a hard time quadrupling or 5xing or 10xing your sponsored brand spend, because there's just not that many placements. There's just not as many placements over there as there is for sponsored products. So you generally get a higher volume of clicks, a higher volume of spend. I also think this highlights something very important. I tell every customer of mine, don't try to reinvent the wheel when you do sponsored brands. Sometimes people, they get this idea for sponsored brands. I need to target keywords I've never targeted before. I need to pick a random assortment of products. And I'm always like, whoa, just like take your very best keywords from sponsored products and like put those in sponsored brands first, like begin there. So I always like that approach with sponsored brands. So like I do think you should expect a similar ACoS on sponsored products as you do sponsored brands.
Yeah. One other really interesting thing, Mike, and I was expecting this to happen in the data, and indeed it was there. I had a hypothesis, and then, you know, once we started crunching the numbers here, it was absolutely true. And that theory was that the click-through rates and potentially also the conversion rates for sponsored brands would have significantly dropped within the last 3-4 months. And show enough, we ran the numbers. Click-through rates, listen to this, the click-through rates on sponsored brands are actually at their lowest in the last 3 months, going, and this is from peak to trough, peak being in September of last year at almost 2%, 1.9%, extremely high click-through rate. Given, you know, if our total average click rate is around 0.34% and these sponsored brands are getting almost 2%, huge. Plummets all the way down to 0.39% in May of this year, and for June, 0.46%. And I believe it's because within the past quarter, Amazon has completely oversupplied the marketplace with sponsored brand placements. They just started throwing them everywhere. Tons of sponsored brands at the bottom of search pages, on product pages, all these really kind of cheap, I would say low value placements. I'm also seeing even sponsored brand videos are starting to appear twice in search now. You know, Amazon, they started kind of doing some sponsored brand videos up at top of search sometimes, but now I'm seeing sponsored brand videos will appear once way low on the page and then again at the very, very bottom. And it's just, you know, you can tell Amazon's really just trying to crank up the amount of money they can generate off of selling these ads to advertisers. And
yeah, there's almost double the amount of impressions now than there were for sponsored brands than there was previously, but the actual amount of spend has stayed pretty similar. So like we're getting a lot more impressions for sponsored brands.
Yeah. So I guess one question would just be, and we don't have the placement data here, but I would certainly encourage people to go look at their placement data performance for sponsored brands over the past 3 months and compare that to the, you know, 3 months prior and see if they've seen any major changes in performance there and across the placements. And if they have, you know, you can adjust your campaign settings to decrease those bids for non-top search placements.
All right, Stephen, final thoughts. Out of everything that we talked about today, what is one way you'll be sort of modifying your techniques, strategy, or thought process with optimizing?
All in on sponsored products. I mean, not quite, but it was interesting to see that where we've seen this revenue per click come back and these conversion rates bounce back has almost solely come from sponsored product placements. When we look at the breakdown, and again, this will be in the Ad Badger blog post following this podcast episode, but the conversion rates for sponsored brands and the conversion rates for sponsored display for the last 3 months aren't actually that great. They're still kind of down in the dumps a little bit. Revenue per click is coming back a little bit, but still mostly struggling. Most of all of that at the beginning of the episode, how we were like, everything's bouncing back, everything's doing good, that almost exclusively came from sponsored products, which in the past 2 months have seen their revenue per clicks hit all-time highs of almost $3.50.
Yeah.
They're up to $3.48. Conversion rates getting up towards 11%. So that's where most of the performance is coming from. And I would certainly take advantage of this uptick in performance. And
yeah, it's almost like maybe that sponsored product spend could be kicked up all the way to 85% perhaps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sponsored display could be brought down to 2%.
Right. That's where it could sort of come from if we don't want to increase total budget. I would probably say that's my biggest takeaway too, just seeing sponsored products do so well over the last few months. Like ACoS is down there the most. Revenue per click is up there the most for sponsored products. So stepping on the gas there, maybe looking at your ad spend breakdown and then sort of saying, hey, I'm spending only 80% of my sponsored products. Maybe I can kick this up to 85%. I think that would be a good way to grow an account right now.
Yep, absolutely. Good advice.
Well, we've done it. We'll have you back in 6 months. Let's do a recap. We'll sort of recap all 2023, look ahead for 2024.
When the housing market crashes, we'll be coming back saying revenue per click is down. Yeah.
Do you remember in the early days of COVID, we were doing like a Facebook Live every day for like a couple months? Good times.
Yeah, well, that was fun.
Good times. Well, anyway, we'll be back to guide you through all of the major historical events that just appear to always be happening. Stephen, thank you so much for coming back on the show. What's your favorite? If somebody wanted to be like, let me send Stephen a message. I've got a question for him. What's your best way to get in touch?
Contact me on LinkedIn and, you know, send a connection request and please include a note or like a message that says something about Ad Badger, because I get way too many people trying to sell me stuff. So I'm declining messages unless if you mention Ad Badger.
All righty, I'm going to go try to sell you stuff.
Perfect.
All righty, Stephen, thank you so much for coming back on the show. I will see you next time here on the PPC Den podcast.
Peace out.